Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A lot of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I'm sure you've all heard this. The satanic display featured at the Iowa State House. Yeah, you've all heard this, right? I mean, hey, folks, the message is just like the two-party system, which is completely illegal. It's unconstitutional. It carries no weight. It's null and void. Talking constitutionally here. I mean, to suggest that a satanic temple or monument can be placed in a inside of the capital of the United States of America, in any state of our union, because there is a Christmas scene. And that's what they're trying to justify it as to the reason as to why they can do it. That's the same thing as saying that criminals have the same rights as law abiders. Do you understand? This clearly, if you go into the Capitol, you're going to look up and you're going to look around the Capitol building. You're going to see the inscriptions. You're going to see the pictures. And you're going to know right off the bat that we are a Christian nation. So to suggest that the Satanists can have a temple put inside of a Capitol building rotunda, namely in Iowa right now, because there is Christmas scenes of Jesus as well. In other words, what they're saying is legal parameters, and that's all beliefs should be allowed to be celebrated if Christmas trees and nativity scenes could be displayed in the state capitol. This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of in all of my life. You've all heard of yin yang, right? The little thing that Bruce Lee used to use, it's half black, half white, and it kind of circles in together and it unifies. No, there is no unification. There's no walking together or partaking with each other when it comes to the Holy Christ and the wicked devil. There's no two roads meet in the middle. Nope, there's none of that. And I know that this is one of the things that they continuously inundated the American people with, that it's, you know, the criminals have as much rights as the law abiders. No, they don't. No more than Satan has a place in the capital of our Christian buildings throughout the United States of America. Some will say, well, there's lines between church and state. Well, if that's true, then show me in any founding document. My number's 1-866-582-9933. Matter of fact, before you stick both feet in your mouth, why don't you go ahead and read your state preamble? I don't care what state you're in. Check out your state preamble, start it off, and then call me and tell me what it says. And then tell me how it's okay to have a satanic temple inside of one of our God-ordained capitals throughout the United States of America. You're going to find that yin and yang don't meet. Oil and water don't mix. It was the Lord that said in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? But here again, the American people just taking it in, saying, you know what? Well, I guess the Satanists, they have a right to free speech. No, they don't, because God never gave them the right to do so. Where are you people coming up with this nonsense? Well, the Satanists, you know, they promote everything that they sit there and they fight against everything that God promotes, and they advocate for what God promotes, and as if to suggest that we can live in a society like that. Absolutely not. There's going to be war within the gate. Read Judges 5:8. I want to highlight this as well because they made it national news, and of course they have to do this. But a satanic display inside of Iowa Capitol destroyed. I guess they have to highlight the fact that the man has now been charged. I'm sure he could care less that he's been charged for destroying a satanic temple in the Iowa Capitol building. I'm sure he could care a less. But I think you should pay attention to who's promoting the fact that he's being charged. What is he being charged for? Dealing with a criminal religion? Because that's what it is. Again, this is what's in the Capitol building. If you want to check it out, go ahead and go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to Before It's News. You will find the pictures that I'm displaying right now, the Capitol building. Man walks in and completely destroys it. A veteran, a Christian man. I'm not going to have none of this in my country. Yeah, he made distinction. He kept the God, he kept the Lord's commandments in dealing with it and setting the record straight, and he did. Of course he did. Well, we've got much to cover today, folks. I had to just kick that off because it is just absolute lunacy to pretend that criminals have as much rights as law abiders in this country. No, in this country, when criminals commit the crime, they forfeited their right there. But in this country, taking it a step further, because of the ignorance of the people, now we see the criminals receiving more leniency in what you would call mercy than the victims themselves. This is what's being pushed for, friends. This is designed to bring about confusion. Stay stupid. That's what they want. Just like I said yesterday on the show, just keep listening to the narrative. Stay in the matrix. Don't think outside of the box. Only believe what they say is true. Okay? That's what they want, and there's too many people out there just going along with it. That's how they get away with what they're getting away with today. Folks, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I would love for somebody to give me your thoughts on this. 1-866-582-9933. Broadcasting into 159 cities. Bradley, what are we supposed to respond to when you make reference to the law? Exactly. So when you looked at the Lord and they said nothing to him because he spake boldly, they said the same things to the prophets throughout the Bible. They said nothing back to them. Why? Because there was no debating with the Word of God. There was no debating with the law. No, I mean, if I was an attorney, I'd have 10,000 phone calls right now. Why? Because what they do is they withhold the keys of knowledge and opening up unlawful debate, as if to suggest that people's reasonings and their debates have some weight in a conversation when it comes to law and or constitutional law or biblical law. Well, that's why they say nothing back to the prophets, because it's written, it is done, period. That's where they're at. Okay, cool. So anyways, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Been writing all morning once again, friends. I'm on my third book right now, page 300 and some. Did another article, and boy, oh boy, I think sometimes I just overthink some of the things that don't need to be overthought. But I want to make sure I get every perspective so people can understand it in a way that a child can understand it. That's what's important to me. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want you to do me a favor and go over and do a Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N, and I want you to go ahead and do a Google search on me, and I want you to see how many people take shots at me. But, you know, if this was Fox News, and Fox News, for example, was taking shots at MSNBC or NBC or MSNBC or ABC News or CBS News, I'll tell you what, someone would pick up the phone right away, or they'd go confront them concerning what it was that they were being called out on. But somehow or another, people just write articles about the show, and yet they never call in, and they tell you how wrong I am about what I'm sharing with you, but yet I'm giving you reference concerning every scenario and topic that I'm covering here. So what do you think the problem is? I mean, here again, the number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I would think a lot of these talking heads today, these conservatives of the day, would have a serious problem with some of the stuff that I was talking about when I'm sharing with you, the listeners and the viewers, that the political language is completely fake. It's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. I would think I'd get all these guys coming over to me. Nope, they just stay over there. They keep obeying their master, the one pulling their strings, and they keep promulgating propaganda. And the game is divide and conquer, divide and conquer, and divide and conquer. And in case in point, what I was just talking about during the last segment here concerning the satanic display in the Iowa Capitol that's been completely destroyed, it's interesting that the Satanists, they said that, well, you know, the Christians can have their nativity scenes and they have Jesus put up. You know, we have freedom of speech too, and we have a right to go ahead and put up a satanic temple in promoting everything that God condemns. Not true whatsoever. One of my friends on social media platforms just made the point, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Period. And when you have other gods in the gate, that's Exodus 20, verse 1. And when you go to Judges 5, 8, when you allow that to happen, what's going to happen? Your country is going to be in a warfare. And that's exactly why we're at today. And again, proving the point, a Satanist does not have a God-given right to promote what God condemns, namely crime, sin, which is the transgression of his law. The purpose of government is to restrain men from sin. But yet today's ignoramuses, because that's what they are, the ignorant have fallen to the fact, well, this is freedom of speech. They don't have the freedom to do the wrong thing. And that's what they promote. Hello? That's subversive to our government. Hello? I mean, what's next? There's nothing that could be next. I mean, that's the end of the road, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It's exactly why we are where we're at today. I want to cover this because I picked this up over the last week, and I want you to see it. It was a friend of mine who is a pilot for a major airline. I believe he's retired now, who shared with me that heart failure among pilots is up 1,000% in 2022. How come the mainstream media is not covering this? How come the mainstream media continuously pushes the opposite? How come they're telling everybody to get their COVID shot? With all of the information that the American people have today, they're still pushing the COVID shot and the people are still allowing them to do it? Okay. Again, how do you help the people that don't help themselves? Folks, again, I wish I could blame somebody else for this. I mean, this reminds me of, and I'll get to it in just a moment, you just heard during the news before they were teeing up the show here on conservative news, you know, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, about all these illegals pouring into your country. Hey, friends, I just got one question for you. Who is responsible for September 11th then? You answer the question. Who is responsible for September 11th? Who has profited from the two towers falling more than your government? I'm curious. And we're told now that there's all of these illegals coming in, military-age men coming into the United States of America. Well, who's doing business with the Mexican drug cartels? Your president is. We have this. This is all confirmed information. They're being paid to drive them into America. I mean, I've gone over this so many times, I just feel like I'm casting words and casting my pearls before swine. Again, I know that the American people living in that matrix that the mainstream media has created for them, that they don't agree with, I know that they stay inside of that matrix. They don't believe the narrative, but they believe the narrative because that's what they live out, Romans 1:18. They want to act as if what we're talking about here is another country that this is happening to, when in fact it is not. It is not happening to another country. It is happening to your country. And who's alluring those illegals to come into your country to plunder your country? Your government. Your government. Quit pretending otherwise, Americans. And there's no, this is one of those topics again, there's no debate. We see exactly what's going on. How many times has Mayorkas been busted lying? First of all, he's a head of what? A Department of Homeland Security, which was created after September 11th. And who have they named and defined domestic terrorists? Americans. These are the ones that are busing them into America. Along with the Alpha organizations, friends, they're assailing the American people that are attempting to put a stop to this nonsense, and they're trying to criminalize and incriminate those that are actually standing on the side of the law that keeps us free. But you already knew this. So let's keep going on here. Global research just reported families that inject COVID-19 mRNA vaccines together have heart attacks. Of course they do. Blood clots. Of course, we know this. Develop tumor, turbo cancer, and die suddenly. But we already know this. We've known this for years. But what's the mainstream media pushing, friends? They're pushing the same nonsense that you better get out there and get you and your children vaccinated with their experimental jabs. Here, let me just show you this. I'm going to go to the back of the scroll on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have Sophia Anderson. She passed away at 36 years old. Two Montreal sisters fight the same rare form of cancer. They just don't know where this is coming from, friends, that Terry Fox had. Christy Brandt, she's now gone. I wouldn't wish this upon my worst of enemies, but if they don't want to listen, you can't do it for them. Pamela Zeiler, died in 2022. Sherry Johnson, 2023. In October, she died. Tim Wakefield, former Red Sox knuckleballer, dead at 57 from brain cancer. Remember, it promoted turbo cancer, right? Newlywed husband and wife are diagnosed with cancer less than a year after getting married. Yep, and they're all recipients of the experimental jab, aren't they? Yep. Let's just ignore scripture. Let's just ignore the warnings that the Lord gives. And then we eat the fruit of our own ways. And then we cry out to God for him to heal me of what he warned me of before I took it. You're eating the fruit of your own ways, and then you wonder why you're having to deal with it. It would have been better for you to take heed to the warning, because prevention is better than cure. Karen Neubiel Helmig, she's gone. Sean Helmig, he's gone. These are all brand new friends, 2023. Another nurse died, showing a picture of her taking the shot. She's not here anymore. I helped Billy and his family fight cancer. They were happy recipients of the shot. The list goes on. The list goes on. Americans, those truthers out there, those that can see things for the way that they are, those that are born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. This is what I'm up against. This is what I'm up against. Here, let me show you this. This is brand new. This is just 2 days ago. I highlighted it the day after it happened. But we have a video of a Brazilian gospel singer. Yeah. Gospel singer. He had a good voice, too, by the way. He collapses suddenly and dies during his live performance. And again, friends, the people just don't know what happened. They just can't put two and two together. My goodness, what happened to this man? I'm trying to find the video, and it's interesting. The video has been removed, I'm finding. Hopefully not. Let's see if we can find it here. Skipping over to another platform. Oh, yep, here it is. Here it is. Okay, so we find it. His last verse. He's gone. Saying his last verse, and he was gone. Again, bringing up some information that I brought up during the beginning of the week. All you bad guys better consider what I'm going to tell you again for the 50,000th time. You're expendable. You're being used to do their biddings until they don't need you anymore. I'm going to come back on the other side of this break. I'm going to show you the Turkish MP who has a heart attack. And of course, they want to say it's because he was saying Allah punishes pro-Israel people, because the mainstream media is driving hard that you believe only what they say. Now, that's not why he died. He died because he took the shot. We'll be right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. USA News Update. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani says he'll appeal a $148 million defamation verdict after 10 hours of deliberations, a Washington, D.C. jury ordering Giuliani to pay the two Georgia election workers he's accused of defaming during Donald Trump's 2020 election defeat. The two women were absentee ballot counters in the state of Georgia.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal. The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
To the Middle East, where the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, says it's killed three Israeli hostages in Gaza by accident in the heat of battle. IDF spokesman Jonathan Conricus.
We misidentified hostages for enemy combatants and sadly shot them. That is what went wrong, and that is a mistake that happened in the heat of battle.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to get to this really quick, friends. This is the MP out of... Here's a matter of fact. Let me just do this. I want to tee this up correctly. This is the Newsweek. Hey, folks, everybody driving this Israel narrative, when you see everybody going one direction on the lead of those that create the opposition and lead through opposition, don't you think it'd be a good idea to put a stop to it and question the source? No, nobody thinks that way. No, they would never lie to us. Yeah, I know. They'd never lie to us. Yeah. Here, let me show you how this works out for us. I was teeing it up during the last segment for the bad guys and showing you how expendable you are. When you lie, steal, and kill for somebody, keep in mind they're going to do the same thing to you. Turkish MP has heart attack while saying Allah punishes pro-Israel people.
Bundan kurtulamayacaksınız. Hepinizi.
He's going to have a heart attack here. Oh, he hit the dirt, didn't he? Yep, he did. He's gone. Yep, just that quick, folks. Just that quick. But they had to set the narrative for what fit their narrative, okay? They didn't want to tell you why he had a heart attack. They just wanted to tell you, we'll just put words into his mouth, okay? And this is what he said. Right when he said it, that's when he died. And I'm not saying the Lord doesn't respond that way, but I'll tell you what, the Lord's not going to bear witness on the behalf of those that lie. P- period, right? He'll always use it for his own glory if he uses a witness in any sense of the word. Also wanted to highlight this for you so you can see it for yourselves. Illinois House bill required donated blood to be screened for mRNA vaccines. Why? Hello? If what they're doing is right, then why do we have to be screened for it when they take our blood? Because they all the well know what's inside of the blood, friends. Here, let me go over to this woman. She is, just trying to tee this up here for you, friends. This woman here that I'm going to highlight, this is a piece from Children's Health Defense, and I'm going to go back to this so I can show you. The expose highlighted this. COVID nurse exposes deadly hospital protocols. We don't need to listen to a whole lot of it because I was thorough, very thorough about all of their protocols before any of this nonsense started unfolding over 3 years ago. First with the dream, and then we just started to nail it from there, right? And with that, we know that, again, just let me reiterate the point before we pull up this nurse here, that administrators were incentivized by the government who stole your money to bribe them in working against you and your families. Don't get me wrong here. That's right. That's what they did. But the administrators in the hospitals, if they got you actually signed in to become a patient in the hospital, they were incentivized. They were paid to do that. It had to be for COVID. When they put you on a mechanical ventilator, that was an incentive. They were incentivized to get that to you and get that on you. If they gave you remdesivir, they were incentivized to do that. 80% of those that took the mechanical and the remdesivir never came out of it, by the way. So it was murder. It was pre-planned. It was a genocide. We all know this. And what was interesting is even when the body, the person died, the mortician was incentivized as well. He was paid money from you through the government in bribing them to work against you and lying to you and telling you that the body, the person died from COVID. So if the mortician actually equated the death to COVID, it had to be equated to COVID, the death was, and had to be. They were incentivized. They were given money. They were bribed. Okay? And so with that, I don't think it's going to become any surprise anything this woman is going to tell us, any of us.
You were a nurse during COVID.
I was.
So which area are we going to start at? Why don't you just start telling us what you saw as a nurse? You've heard a lot of these hospital protocols.
Can you guys hear that okay?
Killing,
well,
we call them.
I think one of the important things about my situation is that I was working in the Bay Area of California, where we had one of the most compliant populations in the country.
Compliance.
We were compliant.
Yep.
Lockdowns. And,
hey, folks. I want you to listen to what she just said. She said she had one of the most compliant populations in the country. Where were they? California. What's the most immoral state in our union? Pay attention to how it works hand in glove, okay?
The masking, but also the COVID injections. So in my community, when COVID was first announced and they locked down the hospitals and they stopped the elective surgeries, our hospital completely emptied out. And this was when I really first saw that we were being lied to, because the public was being told in the news that the hospitals were full and overwhelmed, and they weren't.
Yeah, there was nobody there.
I had colleagues all over the state of California who worked in units all over the hospital in the acute care setting, and not once during that first year of COVID in 2020, in the winter of 2021, were our hospitals overwhelmed.
Okay, that was another thing that we highlighted, friends. As a matter of fact, we had friends from all over the country going to their local hospitals and taking pictures. We even had a conservative outlet, a guy that actually did his job. He was a Fox News affiliate who went into New York, where you would have thought it would have been just packed. And he went into the Bronx because the news media outlets were telling the people in the city that that hospital is completely overwhelmed. There's too many people. We don't have enough room for them. Well, he took his cameras down there, and I showed the videos a couple years ago, and I'm sure I played them for you 15 times. But the fact of the matter was, friends, there was not one person in line. This is, again, how they do what they do. Through deception. This nurse just told you it wasn't true. No, we showed you pictures where they were telling you all across the country that the hospitals were filled with people that had COVID and they needed medical attention ASAP because if they didn't, they were going to die. And yet, every single picture proved otherwise. In some cases, there was absolutely nobody in the hospital whatsoever. Now, I don't know where they thought they were going to get away with that, but this is why they are, again, going back to censorship, is to make sure that their narrative is the only one that we get. And this is very dangerous. That is our bulwark to our freedoms, to stop their lies, friends. So going back to this nurse, friends, we can listen to everything that you've already heard 50 times from this radio program. I guarantee it. And she can probably go into more detail than I can because she was on the inside. But all the information we were giving you throughout the last 3 years was from the inside. We were giving you information from the doctors that were being illegally censored by the big tech companies and the mainstream media that was trying to get everybody to believe that somehow or another those that were telling you that the experimental jabs were dangerous and they were responsible for murdering people, that it was a genocide, they were dangerous. Do you not see how this works, folks? And they're still doing it. And all the information I just gave you, friends, is all brand new information. When I brought this up, folks, this is a week old. Heart failure among pilots up 1,000% in 2022. I'm sure it's higher than that now. This was just out in December 6th of this year. And simultaneously, they're telling you to get out there and get your shots again. That tells me they haven't learned their lesson. Why haven't they learned their lesson? Because the people haven't taught them yet. The people are glutton for punishments, Amos 6:3. The people are saying, no, that's okay. We're just going to go ahead and hide out. Hey, you know what's interesting? Have you ever partaken with a group of people where there was a person that was in the room that was just out of hand? And everybody knew that that person was out of hand, but you had nothing but a bunch of cowards that did nothing but highlight how bad that person was that they failed to deal with. And yet they stayed. And they put up with that bully in many cases, right? Isn't that what's happening in America today? Americans are putting up with the bully, the federal and state governments, allowing them to do what they want to do at their own will, all the while knowing that you're being lied to and that you're being targeted for their experimental jabs. And instead of dealing with the one or the two, the people allow the one or the two to destroy the masses. That is absolute ignorance to the utmost. That's what's happening in this country. What the Word of God teaches us is to hold the person accountable that's committing the crime. Because if you don't deal with him in laying the axe to the root of the tree, you're going to deal with all the fruit that bears off of his wicked tree that falls upon all of us. That's the importance of justice and judgment that the American people... Hey, evil men understand that judgment. And I got a good taste of that this week too, by the way, from somebody that I thought knew better. But again, folks, they contradict themselves at every given step. And I can tell you, friends, on a personal level, I just had a friend that is a stewardess that just called me this last week, and I believe I'm free to tell you this, but it told me they're starting up their nonsense again. And she said, I am not going to comply with anything that you're telling me that me or my family member has to do. What you're doing is unlawful. You're advocating. As a matter of fact, when she confronted these people didn't even know what they were advocating. They were like a bunch of criminals at Nuremberg, the trials in 1945, May of. They were just saying, oh, we were just doing our job. We were just killing people because Adolf told us to do it. We were just doing our job. We're innocent. No, that's why many of them were hung too. That's right. Gosh, people. People need to think in this country. And the problem with people in this country is they don't think. And guess what? Those that are in power or have been empowered by the people in this country depend upon that you, the people, don't think. Matter of fact, that's exactly what Adolf Hitler said. It's a good thing for people in power that the people never think. Yep, that's right. That's why we're in trouble. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, I want to go off on something different on hour two concerning Beethoven. And you'll understand once we get to hour two. We still have one segment left. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. It is what it is, folks. Even with the paid service, Rumble just seemed to have gone down once again. I mean, these guys are losing credibility like crazy, to say the least. Why is Rumble under attack? Anyways, we are live. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Speaking of, I think we were just tapping into some of the illegalities going on. We brought this up several months ago. If you remember right, Pritzker from the tyrant from Illinois, he just signed a bill that allows DACA recipients, in other words, illegals. They call them non-citizens, though. They're just plain semantics. It's all a wordplay. Because they know the American people will let it go regardless, okay? But they say non-citizens are legally authorized to work in the United States under federal law. Okay, they're not authorized in any sense of the word. It's against the law. But they'll be allowed to apply for police department jobs. Oh, my goodness, folks. It's one of those deals. You know, I told my wife yesterday, when I'm preaching, and I'm talking about preaching the word, I'm in my element, continuously telling the people the black and white truth of the matter, what's going on in this country. I am fed up with it. I am fed up with it. What the American people will not... hey, folks, what they will tolerate is incredible. I'll tell you what, if they paid the price for the freedoms that they had right now, they wouldn't tolerate anybody to violate that law. I can tell you that. Why? Because they've seen the price paid for it. Americans don't know what they have. And they're going to know what they have when it's gone. And it's going. It's going. I'm about ready to show you that right now. Wanted to highlight this, too. The postmillennial.com just highlighted an 11-year-old boy found dead with shoelace around his neck in New York City migrant shelter. Wow. And you see people over there, even the mayor right now is complaining about the overflow of illegals coming into their country. You guys seen this? And then we heard on the news that the New Mexican governor is putting out the National Guard now because she sees that there's too many illegals coming into the country. You know what's sad about all of it? They think that they're not on the same boat. And what's even worse is the mass amount of the American people they don't care either way. They just think that she's doing best for what her state requires, when in fact she's doing the worst by doing nothing. Okay? Look at all this illegal garbage going on. I highlighted this week, Onin.com, One American News, illegal immigrant faces capital murder charges and death of a Texas high school cheerleader. Here, I want to show you a picture of this little girl. She was up there before. What happened to the little girl? I'm noticing that these ads and these articles are changing over time, and I don't understand why that would be the case, but they are. Last week, they had a picture of this little girl, this cheerleader, and maybe the parents didn't want them to have it up anymore. In Texas, they found this little girl. I'm hoping this is her. Yep, this is her right here. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. So you have illegals coming into the country committing crimes just like I told you they would. But I wonder if daddy, the father to this little girl right here, is going to allow this criminal to get away with what he just did. An illegal came into the United States of America and has killed a 16-year-old cheerleader, Lizbeth Medina. I can tell you right now, Americans, regardless if this fits the political status quo or not, I could care less. But I do want you to hear this. I'm not going to stand by and watch illegals do harm to anybody in this country. I'm not going to put up with it. You know what's even worse about it is when you try to get to the people that are alluring them in and making them know that they're accountable for the crimes that they're committing by alluring them in, mayors, governors, talking about the attorney general, so on and so forth, those that are alluring them into America. Do you know that according to U.S. Code 1825, federal code, do you know that they're responsible for the crimes of those that they allure in? Here, I want you to see this really quick. This is a video of an illegal coming into America. And he basically said during an interview border, he said, "I don't care." Of course he doesn't. Okay, so let's see what this illegal has to say. Keep in mind, they're military-age men that are being drawn into America right now. There's many camps in Texas and Arizona where military-aged men are being housed. Pay attention, Americans, okay? But let's get over to this illegal and see what he has to say.
No.
You don't care that we have to pay for all of this?
Look,
listen. Like, Americans are paying for all of this. You guys, you know that? Like, this, you know, money doesn't come out of nowhere.
Look, if
right?
I pay $7,000 for America, it's...
So because you paid $7,000, then it's okay if we pay something.
I don't care if this is for America. I don't care.
So you're because you paid $7,000,
yeah.
It's okay that Americans have to pay some money too.
Yeah, because America is my dream. If America doesn't want me, I'm here for America. Yeah. Because I respect America, I respect American rules, everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you broke the rules coming in though. Right?
No.
Like, this isn't legal. If it were, then you wouldn't be sitting out here. right? You know, I mean, you know that. You guys know that.
Yeah.
So you're saying you respect our rules, but you didn't follow the rules to get in.
No, no, I, look.
I mean, you
I
know.
Have, I know. I have no idea how to get visa to travel to America.
Yeah, I don't know how to get a visa, so I'm just going to break into the country illegally.
First mistake? First mistake.
Yeah.
All right. No
but
more mistakes.
First and last mistake.
First and last.
First and last.
Yeah, okay. I wish it was the first and last, friends, but that's not the case. Because, again, just keep in mind, if they break the law once to get here, they're going to do it again. And they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. Let me highlight this really quick just so people can chew on this for a moment because we got a hard break coming up. I'm going to change topics on the other side of this. But before we do that, did you guys all see this? I told you this years ago that Nikki Haley, I seen her at the RNC in Tampa in 2012. There was a really, I'm a discerner, okay? So you understand, my giftings, discerner. And I remember meeting her, and there was a very bizarre, you would call an aura about her. She was very mixed, very confused, but she was doing what she was told. And just up until recently, and you can go to ballotpedia.com to find out that there's over 1,000 other presidential contenders, but you're only being given a handful by the very people that are controlling the whole outcome. Okay? But Nikki Haley just, according to conservative firing line, Nikki Haley just disqualified herself during CBS interview saying 12-year-old kids should be able to sex change operations. Which only goes back to prove the point again. Isn't it interesting? All of those contenders, all, what, 5, 6 of them? Isn't it interesting? They're all pushing for the same agenda. Climate change, normalization of pedophilia. And look at how fast they pushed it from gay marriage, which people still reject, to the acceptance of the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, and people are still rejecting that. As a matter of fact, Disney right now is kicking themselves big time because people in good conscience can no longer support them that advocate the devil's plan. And I'm talking about, of course, again, what's happening over there, and I'm looking for the piece right now, but it's a piece on president, the CEO, here it is right here. CEO, wokeness wrecked Disney, what's next? Bob Iger is pivoting the company's properties away, promoting social justice agendas. In other words, so what he's promoting, the people are rejecting, so now Disney's self-inflicting. Of course. Hey, but folks, let me tell you something. It's got to, again, go further than that because they're breaking the law in advocating what they call wokeness. They can call it whatever they want to call it. Let me tell you what it is. It's crime. It's felonious crimes. That means felon. What they're doing is the acts of what felons do. What they're advocating for is upending our Constitution. They're using these groups like Disney and the sodomites and the trans, whatever they want to call them, and the pedophiles that want to normalize the crime, and the Muslims and the communists and whoever else they can find. They're using them as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. Why? Because your Constitution is only made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other, said John Adams. And if you don't want to hear that, friends, you can say goodbye to what you have today. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to it. And what we're going to come back to, friends, is there's no excuses, and this explains much. Be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.